I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're on the home stretch now for the Sochi Olympics. We've seen bobsleds flip and ice dancers twizzle. It's all been quite a show. And so far, not the disaster that many predicted. Even members of the punk band Pussy Riot showed up this week. We've been checking in with Yekaterina Kravtsova. She's covering the games in Sochi for the Moscow Times, and she says the mood there is upbeat.
Well, yes, I think most of the visitors are pretty happy about what's going on here and pretty satisfied with the organization of the Olympics in general. So, yeah, it seems like it's going better than one thought it would be.
What about you? At the beginning, were you a little skeptical? And now this far into the Olympics, did you sort of find yourself thinking, hey, this is kind of fun?
Well, yeah, probably. But for me, I mean, I've been walking around Sochi pretty much and just talked to ordinary people. And so I was really surprised by their life here. I mean, they are not so happy about the Olympics. But this side of the Olympics is not very obvious.
So, Yekaterina, what do you make of the two members of Pussy Riot coming to Sochi?
I think they just showed that there is actually this another life in Sochi, that all the protests are prohibited. Human rights activists are still being prosecuted even during the games. But Pussy Riot are just very famous. That is why everyone just paid attention to them. And they grabbed all the headlines in international media as well. But there are so many human rights and environmental activists who are being arrested in Sochi, and no one pays attention to that.
Vladimir Putin has been everywhere, it seems. How is he being portrayed?
As I've seen, when he was at the U.S. hospitality house in the Olympic Park, he was welcomed pretty good there. I mean, athletes seem to be happy to see him. So, yeah, he probably just tries to be a person who welcomes everyone in his country for this great sport celebration, as he wanted to show that Russia is open for everyone, for every country, even for the U.S. So yeah.
Yes, I know he visited the Netherlands hospitality house. You mentioned the U.S. Are these kind of public appearances with Olympians, you know, Russian Olympians, but also hanging out with Olympians from other countries, is that out of the ordinary for Putin?
I think yes. I mean, Putin tries to show that He's very open, and he doesn't hate anyone. He and Russia in general respects every country, especially at the Olympics. But I think this is pretty usual behavior for him. He's also nice with everyone, I mean, publicly. So it's pretty common that we could expect from him. So yes, I think it's just normal behavior for him.
And finally, for the people of Sochi, do you think that they're, in these last final days, are they kind of looking forward to the end of this, or are they still basking in hosting the Olympics?
Well, as I said, there are different people, those who came to Sochi for the Olympics, and some of them came just like yesterday for the last few days of the Olympics, trying to catch that Olympic mood. Well, like Sochi residents, ordinary people, they told me that they were waiting for this Olympics to be over so that their life became normal again. And they hope that after the Olympics, authorities finally find time for them to solve these issues that arise during the preparations for the Olympics.
Yekaterina Kravtsova is covering the games in Sochi for the Moscow Times. Thank you so much, Yekaterina.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.